ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then to continue with our Usul al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, with the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, haqidahullah, jazakallahu khairan. Then, for the last couple of weeks, we had a section on some of the affairs of the resurrection. For we were indeed on the third of the three fundamental principles, in a section towards the end of it, a concluding sort of section with regard to the resurrection and the affairs of the resurrection. And with regard to something that we had the week before last, the point that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, that just as Allah the Most High gives life to this earth through rain and causes the plants to grow up from the earth by means of rain, that so will be the resurrection. Allah will cause rain to come down, and the bodies within the earth, in their graves, will grow up from the earth. So there are a couple of people who asked a question for the evidence for that. So then the evidence for what Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, mentioned, the evidence, this will of course be all a side point here, in addition to what we had, the evidence was a hadith reported by al-Bukhari, in the book of Tafsir, in the Tafsir of Surah An-Naba, hadith number 4,900, and 35 from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Well, and this matter occurs on page 217 of the Lebanese print, page 279 of the Egyptian print. From Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَيْنَ النَّفْخَتَيْنِ أَرْبَعُونَ. He said, between the two blowings, I mean the two blowings of the horn on the day of resurrection, between the two blowings there will be 40. He said, 40 days? He said, I refuse. The narrator asked, is that 40 days? So he refused. He said, 40 months. He said, I refuse. I refuse to answer. He said, 40 years. He said, I refuse. He said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, ثُمَّ يُنَزِّلُ اللَّهُ rather, ثُمَّ يُنزِلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, to the end of the hadith. Then Allah will send down rain from heaven, rain from the sky. And they, the people, will sprout and grow just as small green plants sprout and grow. There is nothing from a person except that it will decay, except for a single bone. And it is ajbud dhanab. It is the final coccyx bone, the final bone at the end of the spine. From that, the creation of the person will be remade on the day of resurrection. Then, to continue with what we had last time, we had some matters with regard to the hisab, the reckoning. And we had, very briefly, that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned with regard to the believers. Then, they will fall into three categories on the day of resurrection. With regard to the reckoning, the hisab, firstly, the best of them, those will have no reckoning. They will enter paradise without any reckoning at all, and without any punishment, as occurs in the hadith of the 70,000. Secondly, that category of believers who will have a light, an easy reckoning, which will be just the presentation of their record, that their record will be handed over to them, presented to them. And then the third category will be those who receive a difficult reckoning, an interrogation with regard to their record. those concerning whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that whoever is interrogated with regard to his record, then he's destroyed. And with regard to the disbelievers, then we had the point, Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned that these scholars differ with regard to the disbelievers. Will they receive a reckoning or not? So we had that some of the scholars say the kuffar, the disbelievers, will not receive any reckoning on the basis of the fact that they will have no good deeds. There will be no need to reckon up their good deeds and bad deeds because they will have no good deeds. They'll have no good deeds left on the day of resurrection. So all that remains is for them to be thrown straight into the fire without any reckoning. Whereas some of the people of knowledge, they hold that there is a reckoning, but it will be not like the reckoning of the believers. On the same point, that they have no good deeds to be looked into. That rather their reckoning, it will just be confession of their evil deeds, confession of their disbelief, confession of their evil deeds, and then they're thrown into the fire. We also had the point with regard to the mizan, the balance upon which the deeds will be weighed. And we had the point, Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, that with regard to the resurrection, whoever denies the resurrection, he is a kafir, a disbeliever. Even if he says, I'm a believer in Allah, I do such and such from Islam, I do this and that, if he denies the resurrection, he is a kafir. Because no one denies the resurrection except for a kafir. And we had the evidence for that in the ayahs of the Qur'an. We also had four ayahs that Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, where the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to swear an oath upon the resurrection occurring. To stress the importance of it, that he was commanded to swear an oath upon the resurrection occurring. And then we had at the end a small section with regard to Iman in the messengers. Again, re-highlighting that something that came before because of the importance. The Iman in the Rusul, the messengers. That this is one of the pillars of Iman. That we have Iman, we truly believe in all of the messengers sent by Allah. Those whom He has named to us, we believe in specifically by name. And those He has not named, we believe in them in general. We say we believe in all of them. And we had the fact that denying a single messenger is a denial of all of them. Is to deny all of them. It's not sufficient a person says, I believe in all of them except one. Because he will rather, that will be disbelief in all of them. And we had the point that Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, from taken from the authentic hadith, that the Anbiya, the prophets, were 124,000 in number. And the number of the Rusul, the messengers, was 315. Then this section continues to say, the text of Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he continues here, with regard to Iman in the messengers, and what occurs here on page 287 of this Lebanese print, page 223 of the Egyptian print. وَأَوَّلُهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَآخِرُهُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ أَوَّلَهُمْ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. الآية من سورة النساء. Saying of Shaykh al-Islam, and the first of them, the first one of the Rusul, the messengers, and the first of them was Nuh, alayhi salam, and the last of them was Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the proof that the first of them was Nuh, alayhi salam, is his saying, He the Most High. And he quoted the ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah, ayah 163. With the explanation, we have sent you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with revelation, just as we sent revelation to Nuh, and to the prophets who came after him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, in explanation, and this explanation goes on page 288 of this Lebanese print, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, أَدَلِيلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ أَوَّلَهُمْ نُوحٌ. The proof that the first of them was Nuh is his saying, He the Most High, إِنَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. The beginning of the ayah of the main text, with the explanation, we have sent revelation to you. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this was an address to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا. Shaykh completes, brings the completion of the ayah with the explanation, just as we sent revelation to Nuh and to the prophets who came after him, and we sent revelation to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub, and to the tribes of Banu Israel, and to Isa and Ayyub and Yunus and Harun and Sulaiman, and we gave the Zabur to Dawood. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah mentioned a number of their names together in this ayah. A number of the prophets are mentioned here. The prophets and messengers are mentioned here together. Just as he mentioned a number of their names together in the ayah from Surah Al-An'am, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِهِ دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُوسُفَ وَمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ, to the end of the ayahs. The Shaykh just gives the beginning here of this ayah, which mentions a list, another list of the names of the messengers. Surah Al-An'am, the 6th surah, ayahs 84 to 86, with the explanation, and from his descendants were Dawood and Sulaiman and Ayyub and Yusuf and Musa and Harun, to the end of the ayahs. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the first of them was Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, as proven by his saying, he the Most High, wan nabiyyina min ba'di. إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, and the prophets, with the explanation, and the prophets who came after him, after Nuh, and the prophets who came after him. So this is a proof that Nuh alayhi salam was the first of them, and then the rest of them came after him. Shaykh Fawzan said, Allah sent him, Nuh, to his people when they went beyond the limits. They had ghulu, they went to excess, they went beyond the limits concerning the righteous people, the Salihin, after the people had been upon the religion of Tawheed from the time of Adam alayhi salam for 10 generations, and they were upon Tawheed. So when the people of Nuh came, there were amongst them righteous people, righteous men. Then when those righteous men died, the people grieved severely for them. So Satan seized the opportunity and said to them, make images of those righteous people and set them up in the places where they used to sit, in order that when you see these images, you will remember their condition. I mean, these righteous people who you loved and respected, who you used to learn from, they've passed away now, and you're grieving over them. So before you forget them, make images of them while you still remember. Put these images in the places where they sit, then you'll remember them, and remember the good they used to be upon. Shaykh said, and continuing with what Satan inspired to them, and you will gain enthusiasm upon worship, upon ibadah. So therefore, they made images of those deceased people. They did it. They did what Satan whispered to them. And they set them up in the places where they used to sit. But they were not worshipped. These images were not worshipped to begin with, because of the presence of ulama, scholars, people of knowledge, who used to explain Tawheed to the people and used to criticize shirk. Then, when the ulama, when the people of knowledge died, and the first generation passed away, a later generation came, and the scholars had died. Satan came and said to them, "Your forefathers only erected these images in order to worship them. And they used to seek rain near them. So he made worship of them seem to be good." Worship of them besides Allah. He made worship of them besides Allah seem to be something good. So in this way, shirk came about upon the earth. In the first shirk that occurred on this earth, this is how it came about. Satan whispering to those people when the righteous people passed away, "You'll forget them, remember them by making the images, placing them up. You'll be good, he'll encourage you upon worship to the end." And then those people died away. Next generation, Satan whispered to them that your forefathers used to worship these things. And that's how shirk came about, through these images. Sheikh said, "So Allah therefore sent his prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, calling them to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, and seeking to return them to Tawheed, which was the religion of their forefather, Adam alayhi salam. However, they were obstinate and haughty. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا." Surah Nuh, 71st Surah, Ayah 23. With the explanation that what the people of Nuh, when he called them back to Tawheed, his people said, and the quote here of what they said, and they said, "Do not forsake those objects that you worship. Do not forsake Wad, nor Suwa, nor Yaghuth, nor Ya'uq, nor Nasr." Sheikh Razan said, Ibn Abbas said, these were the names, meaning Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, famous companion, famous explainer of the Quran. He said, explaining this ayah, explaining these names here, the names of the idols in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. He explained what they were, the origin of these names. He said, Ibn Abbas said, these were the names of righteous men. They made images of them, and they set them up in their sitting places. And this eventually led them to worshipping them besides Allah. As a side point here, that you can find this narration from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, reported by Al-Bukhari, has had narration number 4920. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, "So when Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam came to them and forbade them from worshipping them, and he commanded them to worship Allah, they said, do not abandon those objects that you worship. Do not obey Nuh, but rather continue upon your kufr and transgression and obstinacy." Shaykh Fawzan said, "This was the first shirk that occurred upon the earth. And its cause was the images, as-sur, those images that were made. And therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna ashadda an-nasi adhaban inda Allahi yawm al-qiyamah al-musawwirun. That the people who will receive the severest punishment on the day of resurrection will be those who make images." In the footnote they mentioned, this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 5950. And reported by Muslim as hadith 2109, as a hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. I mean, what is, as the people of knowledge mentioned, what's meant by suwar here? Images, meaning images of that which, of people and animals having, which have life. Okay, images of people and animals. And Shaykh Fawzan quotes a second narration. He said, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الذين يصنعون هذه الصور يعذبون يوم القيامة يقال لهم أحيوا ما خلقتم He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, those people who make these images will be punished on the day of resurrection. It will be said to them, give life to that which you have created. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari, the hadith just after the one that came before, hadith number 5951. And reported by Muslim, this hadith 2108, as the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhumah. Shaykh Fawzan, hafidhullah, explains the hadith. He said, they will be commanded to breathe the spirit of life into these images. And this will be a case of ta'jeez, of giving them a command to show their inability, and of ta'zeeb, and as a punishment for them. And Allah's refuge is sought. The Shaykh said, because at taswir, because making images is a root from the roots which lead to shirk. Just as happened with the people of Nuh. So the first of the Rusul, the first of the messengers was Nuh. As for the Khatam, the seal, the last one, as for the seal of the messengers, and the last of them, then he was Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He the Most High said, giving the evidence, Shaykh Fawzan calls evidence for that, he said, he the Most High said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 40. With the explanation, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but rather he is the messenger of Allah and the final one of the prophets. Shaykh Fawzan then quotes an evidence from the sunnah. He said, and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. I am the seal of the prophets. I am the last one of the prophets. There will be no prophet after me. In a footnote, they mention this hadith is reported by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi as a hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic, by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, so through him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messages from heaven were concluded. So no prophet will be raised and sent after him until the hour is established. However, his sharia, his revealed law, will remain until the hour is established. And his religion will remain until the hour is established, as has preceded. So whoever claims prophethood after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. And whoever believes him, then he is a kafir. He is a disbeliever in Allah. Because there will be no prophet after him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who claims to be a prophet, he's a kafir. And anyone who believes, anyone who makes that claim, he's a kafir as well. And Shaykh Fawzan said, and many people have claimed prophethood after him. And Allah has exposed them and has made their falsehood apparent. And from the last of them, in what we know, was the Qadiani, Ghulam Ahmad al-Qadiani, the Indian, the one who to begin with claimed to be upon knowledge and worship. Then he claimed that he was Isa ibn Maryam. Then he claimed prophethood. I mean, he increased his claim in stages. First he claimed just to be upon knowledge and worship. And he claimed that he was Isa. Then finally he claimed that he himself was a prophet. Shaykh said, and he now has, he himself has gone to his destruction, but he has, the Shaykh said, he has followers who call themselves the Qadianis. And the Muslims have declared them to be disbelievers, kuffar. And they have shunned them and counted them as being a disbelieving sect outside Islam. And they are a people who are shunned and banished, and all praises for Allah, from the lands of the Muslims. And they are active. And the Shaykh is indicating they have activities in da'wah, even here in Birmingham. You see them in New Street, standing there on a little table there. These criminals, these disbelievers, pretending to promote Islam. The Shaykh is saying that they are active, they have activities. However, their activities end in failure. So in summary, there will be no prophet after Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever claims prophethood after him, then he is a kadhab, a great liar. Just as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يبعث دجالون كذابون قريبا من ثلاثين كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hour will not be established until Dajjals, great tricksters, great evil doing tricksters, kadhaboon, great liars, are sent. Close to 30, each one of them claiming that he is a messenger of Allah. 30 Dajjals, 30 great liars. This narration is reported, as I mentioned here, by Al-Bukhari, as hadith 3609, and Muslim, after the narration, 2923, in the book of Fitan, Trials and Tribulations, as narration number 157, number 84 after that. And it's from a hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu. Then the continuation of the text, which occurs here on page 291, the saying of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّن نُوحٍ إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ الطَّاغُوتِ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Al-Ayah in Surah Al-Nahl. And every nation, Allah sent to it, or to put the other way around in English, and Allah sent a messenger to every nation from Nuh until Muhammad, commanding them to worship Allah alone and forbidding them from the worship of At-Taghut, everything that is worship besides Allah. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High, and he quotes the ayah from Surah An-Nahl, the 16th surah, ayah 36, with the explanation, we certainly sent a messenger to every nation, ordering them to worship Allah alone, and that they should keep away from At-Taghut, everything that is worship besides Allah. Shaykh Fawzan, hafizullah, he said in explanation, Al-Mutanabbi'un, those who falsely claim to be prophets, are many. However, Allah exposes their affair and uncovers them and shows how debased they are to the people. And whoever believes them, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. And any of these people who claim to be a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anybody who believes them in that claim, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever. Because he is mukaddib, he is denying the truth of what has been said by Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we just heard the text before, Allah the Most High has made very clear, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it very clear, that there will be no Prophet after him. So if you affirm that there is any Prophet after him, you have denied that which is said by Allah, you have denied that which is said by his Prophet, you have disbelieved. You are a disbeliever. The Shaykh said, because that person is denying the truth of what has been said by Allah and his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the consensus of the Muslims upon the fact that prophethood was concluded with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ رَسُولًا, and Allah sent a messenger to every nation. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, Allah sent a messenger to every nation of mankind in order to establish the proof upon them, so that they will not be able to say, no bringer of good tidings and no warner came to us. And because of his saying, he the Most High, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا, Surah Al-Isra, the 17th Surah, Ayah 15, with the explanation, we do not punish until we have sent a messenger. Shaykh said, so Allah sent a prophet to every nation from the previous nations. Shaykh said, Allah sent a messenger, a Rasul, to every nation from the previous nations. Just as he the Most High said, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ, Surah Fatir, the 35th Surah, Ayah 24. With the explanation, there was not a previous nation except that Allah sent a warner to them. Shaykh Fawzan said, however, it is obligatory that we are aware of what was the call of the messengers. The call of the messengers, all of them, from the first of them to the last of them, was the call to Tawheed. Because of his saying, he the Most High, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ, the ayah of the main text, with the explanation, and we certainly sent a messenger to every nation commanding, worship Allah alone, and keep away from the worship of At-Taghut. Keep away from At-Taghut, everything that is worship besides Allah. Shaykh Fawzan said, so everything that is worship besides Allah is Taghut. This is a name, a title applied for everything that's worship besides Allah, Taghut. As will follow with regard to the types of the Taghuts, that from their types is that which is worshipped besides Allah, and he is pleased with that, as will follow in the next section of the book, inshaAllah, the next lesson of the book, inshaAllah, that one of the Taghuts is that which is worshipped, that besides Allah which is worshipped, and is pleased with being worshipped. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so the meaning of his saying, he the Most High, وَجْتَنِبُ الْتَاغُوتِ, with the explanation, and shun the taghut, it means keep away from worshipping the objects of worship, the false objects of worship, and the idols, and the graves, and the tombs. These are taghuts. So the noble ayah proves that the call of the messengers, all of them, was concentrated upon Tawheed, from the first of them to the last of them. Just as he, the Perfect and Most High, said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ, Surah Al-Anbiya, the 21st Surah, Ayah 25. With the explanation, And we did not send any messenger before you, except that we revealed to him that none has the right to be worshipped except me, so worship me alone. Worship Allah alone. Shaykh Fawzan said, and his saying, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ أَنْ أَنْذِرُوا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاتَّقُونَ. Surah Al-Nahl, the 16th surah, ayah 2. With the explanation, He, Allah, sends down the angels with the revelation from His command to whomever He wishes from His servants, ordering them, warn the people that none has the right to be worshipped but me. So therefore fear and be dutiful to me. Shaykh Fawzan said, so the call of the messengers, all of them, was to Tawheed and to singling out Allah the Majestic and Most High with worship and to forbidding shirk. This was the call of the messengers. Then after Tawheed comes the revealed laws with regard to the halal and the haram, those things that are permissible and those things that are forbidden. After Tawheed, the revealed religious laws come. And the details of the religious laws, or the details of the revealed laws, obviously each prophet, each nation having a different revealed law. So the Sheikh said, and the details of the revealed laws varied in accordance with the variation of the nations and the needs of the nations. And Allah abrogated from them whatever He wished. And then all of them were abrogated through the revealed law of Islam. The halal and the haram, the lawful and the forbidden. The rulings, the acts of worship, the commands and the prohibitions. As for the foundation, then it is Tawheed. I mean, the details of the laws that came to each nation, the details would vary and would be abrogated one by another. And then finally they were all abrogated by the revealed law sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh said, as for the foundation of the basic religion, the foundation was Tawheed. Then this did not vary and was not abrogated. This was a single religion. The religion of the messengers, all of them, from the first of them to the last of them, was a single religion. Just as He the Most High said, لِكُلِّمْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th Surah, Ayah 48. In the explanation, and for each people we laid down a prescribed law and a detailed way to follow. The Shaykh said, and the religion of Tawheed is the worship of Allah with that which He legislated at each time in accordance with His particular circumstances. But the religion of Tawheed, just to repeat, he said the religion of Tawheed is the worship of Allah. I mean, every time it was the worship of Allah alone and avoiding shirk. Throughout the ages. Throughout the ages. In accordance with, or at each time, in accordance with the particular circumstances. I mean, the details of each law would vary from time to time. But the basic religion was the worship of Allah alone and avoidance of shirk, which did not vary. Then he said, so if a revealed law was abrogated, then the people moved on to the new abrogating law. So whoever insists and remains upon that which is being abrogated and avoids that which abrogates, that which comes newly, then he will be a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Because the deen, the religion, which has been abrogated, wiped away and abrogated, will not be religion, will no longer be religion after its abrogation. Rather, it will only be religion before it was abrogated. So when it has been abrogated, wiped away, then it will not be religion, deen. The religion will be that which comes later, which abrogates. So therefore, the revealed law of Islam abrogated whatever came before it from the revealed religious laws. So whoever remains upon Judaism or Christianity after the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is a kafir, a disbeliever, because he is acting upon a religion which has been abrogated, whose time has come to an end. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Then the next section has the heading disbelief or rejecting the taghut and having iman in Allah. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Subhanallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.